Blog Talk Radio.
We're
vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. We want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama, in Mississippi, in South Carolina. Is telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I'm on payment with NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peach, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You dig?
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained?
Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for Ray's conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partners, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043. Then 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11 at gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers,
tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon record-breaking blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service, how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah! Oh, entertainment. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Here we are once again. It's Friday night. It is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, and we're here with the news reports as well and the commentary when we open up to give a general understanding of what's going on. Former President Donald Trump has been indicted on 34 counts of embezzlement, misuse of funds, misuse of campaign funds, lying to a federal judge, lying to a federal investigation, lying to the Congress, just overall lying. And he had predicted his demise. He said many, many weeks ago that he would end up getting indicted and that he's going to be arrested. At that time, that was not, but that was his feelings, and that what, and that's exactly what he said. To that point, he got what he wanted. He got what he kept saying is going to happen to him. It happened. He's been indicted on these charges. Hell is going to break loose in the United States of America. People are upset, very upset, and they are getting ready to riot. By the way, I think I forgot to say, this is the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. The Black Business Billionaires, the Network Club. Try saying that 10 times. It's a tongue twister. I'm your host. Some say Rev Ron. Some say Dr. R.L. Robinson. Some say Mr. Electric. Some say the man with the plan. But they all say something. But we're here tonight to explore our world, our economy, opportunities, and how we can go from one level to another. That's why we're here tonight. That's why we have the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. We bring millionaires and billionaires and thousandaires and people who are developing businesses, developing technology, people who are expanding themselves, people who are traveling the globe from America and the African-American community that are doing wonderful things in the diaspora, doing wonderful things in Africa, the Caribbean, Asia, Europe, Central South America, all of the Middle East and the Asian countries and the Arab land, just doing tremendous things, and tremendous things are happening. So here we are this Friday night, the last Friday in the month, March 31st, 2023. Shout out to my daughter who had her birthday on March 28th, my mom who had her birthday on March 23rd. Shout out to them, and God bless them, all the March people who had birthdays this month, good people, good people. And as we shouted out the January birthdays, who had birthdays in January. My youngest grandson had his birthday February the 10th. Shout out to him. And and my granddaughter and two other grandkids as well in February and March and January. And then this coming month, we have more birthdays coming up. I have my birthday coming up. After all these years, I find out my birthday is not May. It's actually April. So my birthday coming up this next month, next coming month. And in the news again, tremendous talk about basketball player Ja Morant, and they're talking about he was a little kid, 13, 14 years old. He did a video talking about he's in a gang, and I think he flashed a gun, and everybody's getting off on this kid, getting on him terribly, want him disbarred from the NBA. He has a $200 million a year contract, young brother. And he's a young kid. He was 21 or 22 or something like that. He was a young kid. He was 13 or 12 when he did the video. Leave the kid alone. He's a young man. We all was young. We all said things. We all done things that were not appropriate. But we were young. And, if you want to correct him, like parental correction, you want to give him constructive criticism, you want to help him, I understand that. But for these grown behind people getting out here and just really talking about this young man in a very derogatory way, to demean him, to hurt him, to demise him, and to marginalize him as a person, I don't see that. I don't see myself at my age right now demeaning some young person. My job as an elder, our jobs as images of grandparents, parents, elders, older brothers, older sister type, we need to try to correct and encourage and give constructive criticism to the youth. Not make them feel bad, not call them names, not make them feel like they're 2 cents, but give them constructive criticism and help them, guide them to a better way of life, guide them to something better, because we all been there. We all been young. We all been stupid. We all did something we didn't have any business doing. And so for people to get out and just dog this young brother, Ja Morant, because he played basketball, got $200 million contract, and he's been doing some childish things. He's 20 years or 21 years or 22 years old or something like that. And he's in the world of basketball. He's making $200 million a year. He's access to Rolls Royces and mansions, and he's just living out his life. You know, as a young black man, as a young man coming from a certain environment, you know, they were saying about his father, stop drinking the Hennessy now. But I'm just saying that, you know, he's a young man. Don't get on his case. You know, he was 13 or 14. He did a video with a gun saying he was a gangster. All that's childish, you know. As I was a child, I act like a child, I walk like a child, I talk like a child, I was a child. Now I'm a man, I walk like a man, talk like a man, I'm a man. When I was a little girl, I act like a little girl, walk like a little girl, I was a little girl. Now I'm a woman, and I'm older, and I'm smarter, and I'm acting accordingly. Everybody has to get the chance to grow up and to change their ways. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. Do not hinder the potential of young people by just trying to destroy their character. That is the problem, the destructiveness. Character assassination, they call it. Assassinating people's character is not the way to go. We got a lot of tremendous problems in this country. We got a president that's getting convicted, a former president who's a gangster, who's going to rouse up the crazies. the KKK, the Nazi, the skinheads, and every other crazy cracker out there that's willing to pick up a gun and go fight for him or bust somebody inside the head. You be careful. There's some hell that's coming down in the United Snakes of America. There's some hell coming down. Trust me. Trump is not going down alone, and he's not going down by himself, and he's not going down at all without a fight. And so he already called the six district attorneys from around the country who were prosecuting him on different illegal activity. He already called them out as racist. He always made his call to get those blankety-blank, probably say niggers. And it's out, and it's going to be some hell coming the next few months during this trial at Manhattan DA's office, DA Briggs. It's going to be a tremendous thing. Right now, Briggs already got a white anthrax powder sent to his office. He's been threatened. His family's been threatened. He's under heavy security. Things are getting ugly, getting very ugly. Tremendous amount of killings are going on. This transgender girl turned into a boy in Nashville, Tennessee, private school, Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, went and shot six people. Three are little children, 9 years old, and the others are adults. This is getting out of hand. White people get too many opportunities. They get too much access to guns. They can do what they do, get too much access to buildings. She can walk, this transgender boy, girl, whatever it is, can walk through a school with a gun, can get from the parking lot to the door with a big, with a AK-15 rifle in her, in his or her hand, and walk to the school and shoot up the door and shoot up the windows and everything, and nobody stopped this. The initial first 5 minutes, she was walking all through the school. There was nobody there. It took them that long because white people get away with too many things. And the access to guns and the access to buildings and access to people is too simplistic. Another thing people don't talk about, these transgenders take mind-altering drugs. They take mental conditioning drugs to get a manly voice, to get muscles, and to rebuild themselves like a man. She is on them drugs. She was extremely depressive. Bruce Jenner, who converted into Jenner, whatever, Jane Jenner, whatever his name is, he took alternate drugs that offset the mental condition from a man to a woman. These mental controlling drugs, these mind altering drugs, and he went out and hit a woman with a car, hit her car on the highway so hard with his SUV, knocked her car way off the road and killed her. And he said he was under those drugs, and those drugs gave him a feeling and a mental condition that he was trying to deal with. So we know that these drugs, the alternate, mind-altering drugs, these mind-setting drugs to make you more manly or make you more feminine or give you a body of a man or give you the body of a woman if you want breasts, if you want no breasts, these things take a mental condition to these people. So this Nashville killer was converting to a boy. She was on these mind-altering drugs, these mind-regulatory drugs, these mind that would make him more masculine than feminine, would take away the breasts and give more muscle. He's on these mind-altering drugs. He's extremely depressed and depressed about many things. And he takes these drugs, he gets upset, and he goes out and he shoots all these people at the school. This is what they're promoting. This is the behavior. This is the LGBTQTLY, whatever it is, alphabet community. This is the homosexuals, the transgenders, the lesbians, genders, sexual benders. They got all kind of names for these people, you know, and this is what's going on in America today. And these people can't handle these conditionings. They can't handle being a woman. They can't handle being a man. They can't handle the transition. It is just terrible. And this is what they're teaching the children, and this is what they're letting the children know, that Johnny has two moms, two daddies. This is a whole nother spectrum of sexuality, and it's all based on sexual contact. Because you can be as feminine as you want, you can be as masculine as you want as a woman, and feminine as you want as a man. But if you do not sit down and have a sexual contact or sexual relationship with the same sex, you're not homosexual until you touch somebody else of your sex. And so these are the things that we're going through right now in America. The economy is going bad. Banks are closing down. We're giving more billions to Ukraine, and then nothing resolving over there. The war is continuing. They're killing each other every day. We're constantly got killings of people over here by the police. The police are killing people at the rate of no return. 10 young football players in California all was shot and killed by cops with no investigation, no nothing. A white man killed a little 12-year-old black boy in Ohio. They let him go, took him out stand your ground, the little boy's in his yard playing. They shot another little boy walking down the street, shot another little girl in the car. It's the killings are off the hook, it's off the handle, and we have to get control of it because we are in one hell of a bad situation. And the conditions in America is crazy. It is crazy, crazy, crazy. But we have with us tonight the Enigma herself, Ms. Carol Smith, and we're going to bring her on and let her tell us her story.
Hello, everybody. How you doing, Ron?
I'm upset. I am upset when children get hurt, and I don't care what color. Children are innocent. They're brought into a condition they have no control over. These people are not understanding these mind-altering drugs that they give these people when they transgender or transcend from a man to a woman. There's mental and physical drugs that make their body more masculine, take away their breath, get them a heavier voice. Those are mind-altering drugs, and it's causing Great Depression. It's causing these people to be mental, and they're getting off the hook. The same thing with the man. When the man transgender to the woman, there's drugs they have to take for physical purposes and mental purposes, and so you can talk and sound like a woman, you can feel like a woman, you can be a woman. Don't people understand that's some crazy business, and people are going out their damn mind, and these people are depressed. They're depressed because, number one, they don't know which way they're going. They don't know if they're a man, a woman, a dog, or a cat.
Well, Ron, first of all,
I want to hear what Mrs. Enigma has to say.
Let's give glory to our Father God and our Lord Jesus Christ. For
amen.
There's a reason why, you know, we're human beings and this has been going on since the beginning of time. I know that you're tired, but that's why he died on the cross, you know. And this is the reason why we should represent. We have a lot of churches that should be out in the street, but they're not. We've had more killing amongst ourselves at just as well as white man is getting ready to do a number on us. And we have been speaking about this for the longest. You know, waking people up and getting them off the cell phone and getting them woke, you know, it has to be something other than a song to make you understand that truth will be something that you have to die for. And truth is something that this country has not and will not accept. You know, there's so much truth that has been coming out And it's not since George Floyd. It's since slavery. You know, and like my aunt and my grandmother used to say, if you don't see no Indians, you're next. I don't understand. You know, it's logical. Your kids are drinking. Your kids are smoking. They're doing coke. And the whole nine yards. They was giving that out in the 80s and 90s. And then nobody fall apart. Grandparents had to fight and kill to save their grandkids from being sold. This is not new. We repeat this all the time. But now it's getting serious. See, Trump is not going to go to jail. Y'all may block him from doing a whole lot of stuff, but once he does, whatever they do with him, it will affect each and every one of us in all the 50 states that we have. And you have a choice. You could go out there and start making a change or helping people make a change, but it's time for the church to hit the street. You don't had enough money for almost 70, 100 more than that years, especially people of color. And it's time to help give back and do a march of some speak to each other. I don't know how we're going to do it, but like I had to tell somebody, it's not a time to worry about if you're Jamaican or if you're African or if you're from down south. This is affecting everybody, even the Hispanics. Nobody came and took over nothing. If you knew your history, they had one-third of this country way before white man came. And white man is not as white as you think. They're upset because, hey, you learning that they're black. They came from another part of the country, and, hey, it was light for them. But truth will come out. And kids, you know, kids want the truth. They want the truth. They're willing to go and lose their mind for the truth. And, yes, this is happening, but this did not just start. We've been talking about this to people for years. And each one that's in each state, I ask somebody, do you know how racist your state is? How safe are you in your state? Seriously, how safe is your money in your bank? America is broke. I've been telling y'all that for years. First, y'all was laughing, and I understand. But see, it's not a laughing matter. Where you going to put your money? And do they want money anymore? Because remember back in the days, they wanted gold and silver and brass and the whole nine yards. And I never seen a quarter go on a diet until I saw it sit next to a nickel. And the nickel looked larger than the... I couldn't understand who put the quarter on a diet. We have to pull each other up. We're not going to act like this just started. We're too old for that. It's time to figure out how to get the word out, whether it be to other people's newspapers. You know, do they have black newspapers in other states? Do you need to know secretly how to get things together or open-mindedly? I don't understand what it takes to wake people up. But this is the time. It's getting ready to have a ball. And it won't be at our expense, but you best to believe it'll be at our kids' expense. And Malcolm had already predicted that. It's just manifesting the same thing in the Bible. Whatever we've been going through, it's been for 300,000 years since the beginning of time. And our grace is running out. And I'd rather have grace than money. My soul is going to stick with me, and I'm going to keep my body together to the best of my ability. Like I told these people, don't get happy about Medicare. Learn how to eat small plates. Learn how to drink plenty of water. Learn survival. That's the thing we learned in the military, and we learned that when we was getting lynched. Learn how to survive. How fast can you get to Canada? What's safe for you? Is your church really buying anything that's going to really keep you in a certain pattern? Is your kids going to be working this year? because, see, there's no laws for drugs anymore. They're doing what they need to do, just like you saw Santos get into the White House and he hustled his way in there. That's how easy it is to get into the White House. I'm not mad at him when God shows the truth. That's how easy. It's not the same as when Nixon was in there. The spook who sat by the door and went to jail just for stealing sneakers from Woolworth. The difference is now you're not bisexual and you're not gay. You're black men and women. And they got that power. And Satan got that power. And we better use the Lord's power and use our brains, how we could get the word out about keeping our people together. And you could be gay, straight, upside down, but I'm with the Lord. I don't know who the rest of everybody else is with. None of this makes me feel threatened because we haven't blown up yet. We haven't felt nothing yet. Who's selling guns to our kids? Who's paying them to walk through the hallways? And who's triggering them off? How is it that we don't have protection for schools? And why is it the white kids getting all shot up? They're babies. Who's supplying all this madness? That should be the question. How is it so easy for somebody to, you know, get access and nothing is happening? Because they want to trigger off vigilantism. And that's coming. And the surge is coming and all kinds of stuff is coming. But we're strong enough to defy all that, aren't we? And we started with nothing. I know how to eat grits all day long and act like I had steak. Are you? You don't need Nutrisystem. You don't need another games, you know, sweep. You just need to use your brain. And do you know what you want to do with your money that you worked hard for? And understand what white man gives you with the system, whether he white, black, green. Because every year when somebody's persecuted, you notice they get an award. And this year is for the Asians. So, you know, how much can you save your money and save yourself from this crazy system? That's the question. How are you going to grow your food without your water? Because they don't want us to move. We want us to stay right where the hell we at. And we got space upstate and property upstate. There's a lot of things we can do. We got jobs. What we don't have is unity. I don't mind being an Indian, but I'm not a follower. What I've been saying for years has manifested. Because I do not leave my post. I am loyal to my old school. Mother Hale, Sister Shabazz, Martin Luther King, Malcolm, even if they're not here, the same crap is here. It just got a cell phone. So y'all got a cell phone. And y'all see it more often than you ever did before. But we still not united. We got ideas, but we're not united because everybody want to make a dollar. Well, the dollar don't exist anymore in America. If you own gold or silver or platinum or something like that, you in. But this country, banks don't just close by accident. We're broke. And the Statue of Liberty is turning into a hooker. So, listen, wake up. Trump is going to do what he does. The rich is going to do what they do, whether they black, white, green, don't care who they are. But the poor is the one who make this happen. I'm with the poor because I am a poor person, but I'm so rich. And my faith is not moving anywhere, not for y'all, not for this system, not for anyone. We should be stronger. We're whining. We got solutions. And if you had millions, you still got millions. If you lost your millions, you getting it again. It may not be the same way that you got it the first time. Maybe it's given to your grandkids. Maybe it's given to the woman next door, the man next door. But that's a million if we could wake somebody up. People need to be woke. It can't be every 20 years you realize you black and we're in a situation. This is going to continue because the devil is growing, baby. And he's all over the world. This is not black and white TV. We got jobs. We got counseling. We are able to train people. We can show them how to, you know, invest in things. We can connect with each other. But we're not going to make each other rich. That's not my job. Show you how to defend yourself and your family. How to buy property, how to survive. If you got property, take a piece of land and grow some tomatoes. Get you some water and start getting your stuff together. Connect with each other. Stop and get falling into, every time you hear the news, falling into madness because it won't stop unless we stop it. We keep feeding into it. We helping it grow. My God is greater than that. I know. I'm a testimony. I'm not going to fight with a sister. I'm not going to fight with a brother. I'm just going to let y'all know what I can do. Now, mind you, my mother was a pimp and so was my grandmother. But they went to church and Reverend Ike was the pastor. But my father taught me the Bible, and he taught me how to shoot, and he taught me to see the difference between God and man. So black man, wear your crown, and black woman, wear your crown, and we can kind of come together on this and pray for our children, because this is not the first time they killed our children. Way before the cell phone, they was killing our children on those boats. They was killing our children when they landed on Plymouth Rock. They was killing our children when we had bow and arrows. We had liquor. We had dope. We had coke. We had smack. Every drug that ever came out, now is diseases. They've been killing us. When will we act like we're alive and fight back with everything we got in the name of Jesus and win this war in the name of Jesus? I've had too many spankings and butt whoopings and got my jaw knocked out by the military to go through this madness. There's a God. He's alive in you, in me. Even that little hooker that walks up and down the street, y'all keep making remarks and not saying hello to. And it's a male hooker, too. You understand that you, boy, he going to ask me for $5 again. How about this? How about show him how to make $5? You ain't got to worry about him asking you so you don't feel like godly spirit that, you know, is your dollar. Anything we got, including waking up, he does that for us, our God. You don't wake yourself up. Wake up now. Wake up. I feel like 10 million people right behind me. I feel so lifted and strong and I'm one step from 70. How can that happen? And all the crap I have seen in my life, I've seen enough death in my lifetime that I should be torn down, crippled, crazy, drunk, and blind. Stop it. I love you. We got jobs. We got counseling. We can support each other. We got Reverend Ron. We got the Ethiopian Federation. Come on and let's join up. Make each other stronger. Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. We are listening. You're there? A little technology problem there. Technology problem, huh? Okay. She said what she said is right. You know, we have to keep pushing. We have to keep going on. We have to keep uniting. We have to work together. This is 400 years of this crap, and it seems not like it's not going to slow down or get remedy or change up. Like it's continuing. And it's like, you know, where are we going to see the end results of it? You know what I'm saying? When are we going to get it all over? But the beat goes on. And like the sister said, we're going to have to find a way to change up some things and readjust ourselves and come back to normal. We're going to bring the man himself. He's here all the time. He always got something good to say, something wonderful to bring into this to the fold. Ronald A. Robbins. Let's get him in.
Hold up, everyone. Hold up. Sister Carol Smith.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, baby.
We got
love
Jesus.
Love your spirit.
Love you,
love
too.
Love your spirit. You know, I was on a program yesterday, looking at a program on YouTube yesterday, and the brother that, if you go on, you see him, it says Black to Africa. And there was this couple on there that were doing traveling through Africa and went to South Africa. I'm saying this to make a point. It may not be relative to our situation because of our situation, but here's the point, if we're strong enough. In South Africa, there's a white-only area, all right? They're the Boers, you know, they're the ex, the people who made it through you know, apartheid and what have you. There's no other color in them. They're self-contained. They make their own money. You know, and as racist as they are, you know, they tolerate no stuff. Nobody comes into their town without them allowing it. There are no black people living there. You know. Anybody that acts up, whether black or white, they've thrown people out because they were on drugs. They've done it. They've built their own churches, you know, and so on. And I'm looking at that, and as the brother is speaking, you know, there's some things I glean to that I appreciate it and say would work for us. But after thinking about it, this is the United States of America. We come up on a whole situation, whole other situation, even though the apartheid was adapted after because of Indian reservations and slavery and that system. They learned, well, in Germany, Hitler did it, and then South Africa, the Boers did it. But we have to, with ourselves, come with a heavy stick, with love on the end, but understanding that all men cannot be saved.
Amen.
Yes, you know, all men cannot be, men or women cannot be saved. And we're so entrenched in this system that there is no one else, no other people in this country that want to gravitate to somebody else they gravitate to themselves. We're bringing everybody in, you know, and this is our downfall, you know, even through the government, leaning on everybody else to help us when we can definitely help ourselves.
Amen.
We have the knowledge. We have the grit, you know, and those of us who have the understanding, all right, and have had the understanding for hundreds of years. That's why you had the 32 Black Wall Streets in this country.
Yes.
Until white folks came in and burnt them out, you know, or the federal government wasn't giving them any money for their farms, you know, and stuff like that. And people are still going through and taking land that we've previously owned, you know. But we have to be stronger, you know, than working in fear all the time. We're not to be fearful, because fear is a gatekeeper.
Amen.
For everything else, you know. Well, I can't get no money going, you know, or anything else, and I can't work, and I can't do this, and I'm not that, and I'm not this. I'm going to sell drugs. I'm not this, and I'm not that, and I'm not that pretty, or, you know, yeah, I'm pretty, but I can sell my body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not happy of what I am because I've been abused, and the spirit, this spirit of homosexuality and what have you is all around. It's on the television. You can't walk down the street without seeing it. And they said, well, listen, I'm not loved, you know, but I can be loved in another way. God only has one way to love, you know, and so on. We can't produce, you know, because two women, two men can't produce. You know, God's about numbers also. He said, go forth and multiply and replenish the earth. And then name all, you have the power to name all the creatures on the earth. Now, I understand that the word name meant nature. I've heard some other things that tend to correct me, and I appreciate all corrections. But nature is who you are made to be from God. Now, the challenge in these days, you know, how close to God are you? Or how much fear is in you for being neglected, rejected, abused? You know, all these things put you in a situation of life that is not right and not equal to anything else that God created. You know, so we really have to be strong with our children. You know, here we have our children. Here you have parents being afraid of their children.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that? You know, hey, listen, I got enough whoopings. I should look like the man. I should look like that man on the back with whelps on his back. Because I was hard-headed. You know, I guess I was hard-headed because there were no whelps on my head. It was too hard. You know, but. These are things that we have to look at, spiritual, spirit, soul, and body, you know, because if we're not right in the spirit, whatever the soul clings on to, whether it's porn, whether it's violence, that's who you are. That's who you become. And through your body, that's represented through your attitude, through your personality, you know. How come you hate so much? This is something with me, and I used to get angry at folks, and, you know, people knew I was angry because when I looked at them, they stepped back a block or two. But so much hatred and unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, people have a problem understanding what forgiveness is.
Yes.
Just because you forgave the person who hurt you, or you hurt, or ask for forgiveness, in the Bible, there's still recompense. You have to correct the situation that you harmed, that you put a person in. If you stole his money, give him back his money. We ask for reparations. God asks, he said, forgive those who spitefully use you. But those people, if they accept that forgiveness, where's your reparations? How are you being made whole again? You know, and that's, oh, I forgive them, I forgive them. And my attitude is that, listen, only God can forgive. Because when we go to him, when we go forward to him, you know, and say, hey, listen, what have you done? What you going to do, sit there and stammer? You know, so there's a lot of things that we have to go through, but we have to grab our community and our children by the throat and love them.
Amen.
You know, slap them upside the head. You know, and they say, well, why didn't you tell me like that before? You know, don't beat your children. Don't chastise your children. Well, the system is chastising the children.
Amen.
In these prisons, you know, in school, in these schools and so on. So we have a lot to think about and not be afraid to give punishment where it's due in love. And if that doesn't work, it goes around. Don't waste your time on that other person. Let God handle it. But he can't live here anymore. You know, he can't live here anymore to bring that spirit in the house to disrupt the house. You know, so, you know, these are things that we have to think that they preach it in church. Some of it anyway. You know, preach it in church, but, you know, the acting out. Now, there's many churches, mass churches, that do a lot in the community. Allen AME, that's a whole city within itself. And they buy up everything, create homeless, the different programs, you know, create homes, do financing for housing and everything else. And the man is doing good. We all are not all good. And then people talk about him like, he's that hole on the corner that you walk by and you spit on. But he's done a lot for the community. And there's other ministries that I've also done. You know, this, I had to get out of this white minister and black minister. Who's going to treat me better? God.
Amen.
You know, it's not about that. And when I listen to these ministers, I'm not listening to this white guy. You know, but when I listen to this black guy, this black minister, he's holding back some of the truth.
Amen.
You know, the white guy who has more freedom and not losing his parishioners and stuff like that. And if he does, he don't care. You know, he's doing more for our spirit. And I'm not saying, you know, go to a white guy, because I was taught under a white minister. And God had to kick something out of me for me to get there. And it hurt a lot, you know. But right now, I haven't seen him in years, but right now, after 30 years, I love him to death, what God's done to him, for him, and what he allowed me to see.
Amen.
So it's not about that. It's about people who are truthful and honest. You know, and when we had our meetings on Mondays, our men's meetings on Mondays, and Peter Demetrius was a Greek rocker, ex-rocker, you know, we were the same age. And he looked reading through the Bible, and he said, listen. And we had a church that looked like the United Nations. You know, it was beautiful. And he says, listen, these are brothers in this book. These are brothers, so they don't look like me. You know, listen to what Solomon was talking about. I am comely, and the word comely meant black. And Queen of Sheba, you know, these are brothers. These are brothers and sisters. We weren't there. We weren't part of the apostles. And the women handled the church.
Amen.
They handled going out there teaching and preaching, even though under the Jewish law, you know, the women have to be separate. And they were the bank of Christ. You know, so we need to rethink and study a lot of things. But my beautiful sister, God bless you and your spirit. With you and people like you, we're going to take this Ethiopian World Federation, and we're going to build a country.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, baby.
We have Reverend Ron.
Oh, I'm here. I'm here listening to all this wonderful brother sisterhood.
That's what I'm talking about. Our Lord brings. Lord God don't have
Amen.
A color. He's
Amen.
An invisible force.
Amen.
And hey, we
Amen.
And he's supposed to give us strength, and he gives us strength through war times. And hey, I remember all the stories, because as long as you got your Bible, that's where the truth is. Man can't tell you. Man is man, and unfortunately, he's son of Adam. So you can expect
Amen.
Anything, and including women. You know, it's like only thing we have is our Bible and our faith, and we have to know that he's alive and keep, you know, fighting. You know, no matter what we see. It's going to be against us. You know, it took me months to get certain things in order. And I'm on the board of North Central and Jacoby Hospital. And I told them, I said, that's, you know, I have other dedications. And, you know, I'm not there because I want to impress nobody, because I knew about Adams when he first got arrested. So I'm not impressed. You know, I don't go backwards, but I believe in us, and I know that we're a strong force, and I believe in the black men in the Federation. I believe that we're strong with them, and the women are just as strong, and it's supposed to be Women's Month. So I want to celebrate Mother Mega Evers' birthday. She's 90 years old.
Amen, amen, amen.
And,
yes,
you know,
for birthday. And you're so right. She looks beautiful. She looks beautiful, and she's speaking in her right mind. God bless
yes.
her.
Yes. And those are the people that raised us. So we should be speaking in our right mind. And no matter, this is the time that I know she missed her husband, and people expect for her because she's 90, but she's still doing what she does, and they never give up the fight. And that's why I loved Aretha Franklin. For 40 years, the FBI was on her case. They let her go, like, what, 20 years before she died? And that's not freedom, you know. But we're going to still stand our grounds. And we're going to do what we need to do to make our people stronger and not weak. Yes, we're going to lose a lot of people in this war. This is a war. It's been a war since Adam. But we have choices. It's about us being stronger than others, because our faith is what, and if it's not our faith, it's all those who died before us. Your grandparents, your great-grand, people who adopted you in their family and whooped your behind. Somebody fed you, and you didn't deserve to be fed. I know so much love I've gotten from different people in different races, you know, and I didn't depend on America to give it to me. People gave it to me, and he's going to give it to us. He's got to give it to us so we could give it to others. Because there's mothers who are mourning in this Women's Month. For people of color and who's struggling, it's women's life, period. You don't get a month. You're a mother forever. Crippled, crazy, drunk, or blind. You've carried a lot, black woman. Even if you're making money, that's a burden on you right now. And the black men, you got to start knowing whose side you on. There's nothing to worry about. Gay people been here all their life. The devil been here all his life. So you know who you fighting. And if it's not them, it's what's within them or what's around them. But long as you show them love, you see the humanity in anybody. It's not for us to judge anything. God is going to deal with that. Because while we looking at that, he's looking at us. Maybe they were missing a piece. Maybe we could fill that piece with a piece of cake or something. Whatever it is, love is missing. Our kids are getting shot up because love is missing. And love don't have any color. It doesn't have a prejudice. But it does let you know that you could go from love to saying, well, how did you act like this? What makes your heart feel like this? Somebody died for me. Wow, somebody. And it's not just a military thing. Somebody died for you to have what you have and the strength you got. You don't have to hit 50 or 60. You can learn this at 3, at 2. Now I lay me down to sleep. They teach you that, but we haven't taught our kids how to pray anymore. We stop praying. I've known people to tell me that they did. Their faith. That's what opens up the gate. Your faith. And I feel like Superwoman. And I know that there's sisters out there struggling in shelters right now. Right now you're struggling. You got 2 or 3 babies or one, and it's hard. Because this system don't show no love. But we love you. We love you at the Federation. We love you. There's a brother struggling right now, and he probably got kids and going through changes and doing drugs or whatever he's got. He got one job, and he got to jump to the other, and he got to worry about if his daughter or his sons or somebody's molesting his kids. God got you. We can't stop human beings. But we could give you strength. So, Reverend Ron?
Yes. Yes. I want to shout out to two young brothers at the age of 18 went to Africa to find the motherland, to find the culture, to find the existence, and report back to let people know how it really is when you pack up and go to Africa to live. And that's young brother, y'all go check out their podcast on YouTube, Brother No Limited Eddie and Brother Mark Meets Africa. No Limit Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Mark, M-A-R-K, Meets Africa. No Limit Eddie and Mark Meets Africa. And Mark Meets Africa says something very interesting, something I always felt, but I never heard it put this way. He said a strategy of a warrior is to use the resources of his enemy for his upliftment. He said don't turn away from the resources of your enemy. Learn from your enemy. Learn how he get wealthy. Strategize how he builds his kingdoms and how he makes his money. And use his resources against him as he has been using your resources against you.
Amen.
His brother's 18 years old. 18-year-old young brother, Mark Meets Africa. He went to Africa. He went to Tanzania, and he built a clothing business over there, and he hired young Africans to make the clothes for him, and he wears some of the clothes as well. And so he's making some money over there making clothes, and he got several different businesses. Very smart young brother. He started when he was 18. He'll be 21 coming up this April, and he's still in Tanzania. and he's still out there doing the clothing business. He built a shelter for young kids. He found there was a bunch of street kids living homeless in Tanzania in the street with no parents. And he started a shelter for them in Tanzania, African-American young, I mean, at the age of 18. I mean, 21 now, but he was doing this. This is an incredibly intelligent young man. And then you find out there's so many. Another No Limit Eddie went out to Tanzania and ended up in Egypt, where he got his escorting business right now at the age of 20. And he's been out there for 18 years. These are young men that left the comforts of their community, left the comforts of hip-hop and Don't Stop, left the comforts of the ghetto, okay, Mark Meeks Africa coming out of Las Vegas, No Limit Eddie comes out of Los Angeles, L.A., the gangs and all that stuff. And these are two young brothers that saw Africa as a place to go and start them a life. And they're engaged with some young ladies, and they get ready to get married and start a family in Africa, and they're going to live out their life in Africa. Two young, smart brothers got out of the ghetto, out of the rat race, out of the killing, the drugs, the alcoholism, the this, the that, the whatever, and found themselves in Africa. And I'm telling you, the things that they say, and they don't bull. They give you the straight up what it's like to go to Africa. Mark Meeks Africa in Tanzania, he said it's hard. It's not easy. He said, like they say in South Carolina, they'll rob the sheep, not the biscuit, and don't break the crust. Now imagine that. You got to be a damn good thief to steal a biscuit, to steal the sweetness out the biscuit and never break the crust. That's a real good thief. So Mark said they'll rob you before God gets the message, but the conditions are so much poverty. And the medium age in Africa, the continent itself, is 19 years old. So they're young, and they're vivacious, and they're smart, and they want to do things, and there's nothing going on in Africa but the rent, with the corruption and the disparities and the poverty. But these young brothers somehow went over there, started their little import-export businesses, started their little companies, got with some other young brothers in Africa, and started building a business in these villages and whatnot. And they're striving, and they're making money, and they're making it happen. You understand? These are two young brothers from the ghetto, from the inner cities, and they found their way. Mark Meeks Africa said he was sitting on his bed one night, and something just told him to say, go to Africa. He said,
amen.
He didn't know what point was, but he was making money all the time because he was doing business in Las Vegas. He was making money. And it sounded like his parents are self-employed, and they got him self-employed, and he was making money. But something in his spirit, one night, God just came to him and just told him, go to Africa. And he didn't know what part of Africa to go. He started in Ghana, and then he started in Ghana, and then he went over to Congo, and those places didn't work out for him, but he ended up in Tanzania, where he found his footing. And young brother, No Limit Eddie, picked up and left L.A. from the gangs and the killings and the drugs and the alcohol and the prostitution and the homelessness. He left. He got tired of it. He left, and he went to Tanzania, but it didn't work for him. He ended up in Egypt, where he got his little movie business going, little music production going, and he's doing his exporting of artifacts and art and products to America, and he's making his money. These young cats, y'all, these cats are 18 years old when they started out. They left high school and went straight to Africa to start this life. And now they're going into their 20s, and they're 20 years old and 21 years old. Our children are blessed. Our children are creative. Our children have a lot of ability, but there's no nourishing in the community for their creativity. The community got to be more nourishing. You brothers like my age, you elders, we got to be more nourishing. We got to be more directive. We got to be, you know, I see the teachers fighting the children in the school. Teachers look stupid to me. I will not, as an adult. You look stupid, teachers. Arguing with a child. The little boy say, yo, my nigga, say that again, my nigga, say that again, my nigga. And the teacher say, yeah, say nigga, say nigga, say nigga. And they're going back and forth like children. Teachers, adults, I don't fight no children. there's nothing a child can come in my face and say that I'm going to repeat back to them. Because first of all, you a child. You ain't got no business talking to me in the first place. What you talking about? What you talking about? Don't fight with these kids. If you are teaching the school and you teaching and you want to keep your job, the first thing you should do is step out the door and call security or whoever. Call the damn principal. Come get this child out of here. Call a hall monitor. Whoever y'all call. I don't understand these people standing there fighting with these children. Then they grab, they fight like 2D fighting, hitting each other, falling on the ground, the teacher falling on the ground. I would not put, it looks crazy, teachers. I would not put myself in that predicament. These kids know how to fight better than you ever could understand. You think I'm as a grown old man like me, I'm going to sit there and fight a child? I grab it behind and turn it behind upside down, pull their pants down and whip their butts with my belt. I'm not going to fight no child. Why do you like me fighting something that could be my grandson? First of all, I'm going to look at you like you're a fool, and I'm going to ask you what you're talking about. That's what you ask them. What did you say, son? Yo, my nigga, what's up, my nigga? Yo, yo, OG, yo. What are you talking about, son? Who are you talking to? You know, you make them look like they're crazy, like they're in the Twilight Zone. I'm going to sit there and argue with no child, fight with no child, old as I am. You don't have to fight no child. That's a child. The man was saying the dogs bite their masters because the masters let them think, like these Rottweilers and these Doberman Pinschers and all these big dogs, these dogs with these big heads look like a damn monster. Those dogs respond to everything with a that's how they respond. That's their mentality. When you're looking at them, they look like they're really getting ready to kill you, but they just respond because that's their nature. But the owner says, stop it. Sit down. And hit them in the nose. And big as they are and ugly as they look, they sit down. Because the man was saying the dog don't understand why the human being is not controlling him. So when he got a control and the human being can't control him, he get more crazy. That's why he jumped and bite the hell out of him and eat him up. Mold these little kids and stuff like that because he don't understand why ain't nobody controlling him. You understand? That's a dog, a child like a dog. A child is running around acting like a fool because ain't nobody got them under control. Nobody never said them sit your behind down and stop it. Who do you think you're talking to? You know, you don't argue with. I'm not going to say, yo, you nigga, you call them nigga, they call you nigga, and you back and forth. This woman and the teacher call the girl, call her a bitch, you call the girl a bitch, and they just back and forth, bitch, bitch, bitch. Making the girl slap the hell out of her. Now she slapped the girl. Now they rolling on the floor. A 55, 60-year-old woman with a little 13, 14, 15-year-old girl. It ain't going to work, y'all. It ain't going to work. Because them young kids got more stamina, more ability, and more little tricks in the trade of fighting than you do. You probably forgot some of that stuff. So stop fighting these children. Put them in their place. They looking for a daddy, a mama, a granddaddy, a grandmama. They looking for authority. Even though we know we said they don't lack it, they don't want it. We said black boys never had an authority in the household. So now they just disrespect any man that is of authority and put them in their place. No, they never heard you say nothing that made sense to make their behind sit down. I ain't gonna fight you. I ain't sitting there with no child in no street and act a fool. Hells no. That's the problem. You get out there and you start going toe-to-toe with them and they got you where they want you. People wait and see. It's a strategy of war. People wait and see where they can get you and then they turn on you. But you got to learn the strategy of defense. You got to be like a quarterback. You got to know how to get that defense. Quarterback defense. You got to learn how to do that. But you don't have to be out here fighting. But I'll reiterate what the brother said. He said the art of war is to use your enemy resources against them as they use your resources against you. That's the art of war.
Amen.
And so the young brother is saying, take what the white man has and use it against him. Don't reject it. All this talk about money, the root of all evil, Yeah, it is. Damn sure is. You ain't got no money, you're going to be evil. They're going to make you evil if you ain't got no money. If you don't understand that, then there's something wrong with you already. So something is wrong. But you take that brother saying, you take that strategy of the resources that they have. Play with them. Go along with the deal. A cracker will do anything for a dollar. He don't care how much you hate him, what you say about him. As long as he's making that dollar, he's right there. But then when he leaves, he wants to that nigga, that dirty nigga, I hate that mother F. You know, but as long as y'all there together making that money, he's going to be there. He don't care. Jews and Italian hates each other. I work around them for years. They hate each other, but when it comes to the dollar bill, they find a way to love and kiss and make up, and they're going about their business and make that money. You know, you got to learn the strategies, people, because whether you like it or not, the key to getting over the conditions we're talking about is the resources. You can be smart as you want. You can have the best plans as you want. It's like a Rolls Royce with no gas. You ain't going nowhere. Al Jarreau said it so perfectly in his song. He said there's no greater crime than missing your life on a boat going nowhere. No greater crime than missing your life on a boat going nowhere. People get on those boats that are going somewhere. Get on these boats that are traveling. I've been saying this for years, but the young brother put it into perspective. But that's where I felt about it. If money is a game changer in America, then that old saying, if you can't beat them, join them. So I'll go get some money then. If that's what it is takes to make a change, I will get that. Because when it comes to surviving and coming to taking care of your family and your children, if that's what it is, you have to go get that. That's why I said this last week, black women, don't let African-American women, don't let nobody tell you different. Statistical facts, it's not me. Go if y'all think I'm saying this by myself. Go put the statistics in and go look it up. Google it and look it up for yourself. African-American women have the largest control of the biggest companies in America, of anybody, white man, white woman, Chinese man. They got the largest control of the biggest companies in America. They're the largest percentage of graduates in the PhD and master program from the most prestigious universities and colleges in this country. Black women are doing it. They're graduating at the highest level. They got more businesses, more new businesses that are created, is created by black women. Not Chinese, not Japanese, not what everybody's thinking. See, sometimes we look and we thinking one thing and something else going on. Everybody, look at the Chinese, look at the Asian, look at the Indian. They're coming into our neighborhood, taking over business. They ain't taking over nothing. Black women taking over, black women creating corporations, international, 6 and 7 and 8 digit year businesses. Multi-million-dollar businesses. They ain't playing, y'all. I saw this years ago. I saw this 30 years ago, and now it's come to fruition. The statistics came out the other day in the New York Times. The largest numbers of prosperous money-making during COVID, before COVID, after COVID, black women was doing it. They were making that money, getting them businesses. They control the largest economies of business right now, black women. So I don't know all these brothers running to get white women. I don't know what y'all doing. You know, y'all going backwards, baby. Y'all going backwards. Sisters put y'all out there, put y'all up. Sisters make it happen. Put y'all in position, then y'all go get a white woman. And she ain't got nothing to offer because she ain't in the percent. White woman ain't nowhere. Chinese woman ain't nowhere. Indian woman ain't nowhere. Indian men, take the whole damn Indian, them East Indians from India. We take the whole bunch of them here in America, and all the restaurants and everything they own doesn't compare to what black women have built. I'm just saying, the reason I'm saying that, I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm not saying black women are better than black men. I'm just saying the opportunity is there if you want to take it. I refuse. When I was a kid, dirt poor South Carolina, I made my first million at 18. Not because I'm smart, not because I'm good looking, not because I got all the connections, because I was desperate. When you desperate and you don't know no other way out, you will make it. Trust me. Get a street dog, what they call them, one of them stray dogs, and I can he'll run and run and run. But get him in the corner. Get him in the corner where he can't run no more. He'll come at you like a bat out of hell to get away from you. He'll bite the shit out of you to get away from you. And that's the way conditioning is with people. But you got two choices when you're back up against the wall, black man. You can do like the dog. You can sit there and get beat up, or you can fight like hell to get the hell out the way. You got a choice. I choose to fight like hell. I choose whatever, like the young brother said, take their resources and use it against them. Pretend to be their friend. Pretend everything is good. Learn what you know. Learn what you got and get it for my purpose and keep it going. Like the young people said, keep it moving. Keep it 100 and keep it moving. Okay? That's the strategy. If you want to win, if you're trying to win, you do whatever Malcolm X said, and everybody repeated for the last 45, 50 years, by any means necessary. By any means necessary. But by any means necessary means you're ready to go and do something then. Whatever comes, whatever opportunities fall in your way, you're ready to do it. But I'm just saying, black women are showing black men the strategy of success. The largest population percentage-wise of millionaires, 1 million in the last 10 years, black women. Okay? That's because a woman is not going to sit and allow her babies to go hungry. Brothers, we know this. When we couldn't get a job, sister girl got up and found a way to feed them children. She might not feed you. You can lay down there if you want to. She might not cook nothing for you, but she's going to make sure them babies eat.
Amen.
That's a woman. That's a black woman. I'm telling you, I've seen it. I've been there and I've done that. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. Sister girl get up. She going to make sure you can lay. You don't never have to get up. She ain't going to say nothing to you. But I guess you one thing. You get up, you see them kids sitting at that table. They eating. She got potluck. If she ain't got nothing, if she ain't able to buy nothing, she go through that refrigerator and that cabinet. She finds something, put a potluck together. But I guarantee you, them children sit down drinking water, eating something. Because that's the mother. That's the nourishing nature, the creation of society, the black woman. That's her nature. That's why everybody love her. People know the white man love the black woman and the gay black man. I don't know, because they're not afraid of them. I don't know about that part, but I know that her nature gives her the ability to want to succeed, to want to see her kids succeed. So all this bull they talking about, the single black woman is the reason why there's all these criminals and all these drug addicts and alcoholics, is because of single black women. That's a whole bunch of jive. Go to the statistics, people. Nietzsche will tell so many lies about us, and we fall into the category. This nigga out here talking to, I forgot his name. He out here talking about, the reason those guys killed Tyree Nichols, because they all grew up, the woman that's the head of the police chief department, she's a single black mother. That ain't got a damn thing to do with anything, brother. They're the most successful in the damn country, so how that have anything to do with anything? The two things don't connect. I just want to show you the lies that people tell to make their point so they can get some points with the cracker. The cracker throw them a couple of dollars. Go out there and tell some more lies. And they keep continuing. But if you ain't smart, if you ain't checking the stats and statistics, if you ain't up on the facts, you'll fall down for anything these people say. But check your facts. It's easy. Your phone is a fact finder. You get on your cell phone and Google anything you want to Google. Find anything you want to find. I always tell people, anything I say, you can Google it and find out. 50,000 inventions came from African Americans. From the time we landed on planet Rock to the time that we're here, we invented 50,000 inventions by African Americans. white people that are interested about maybe 100, 200, maybe some little number. So without
and whatever they stole.
I'm saying to you. Say that again?
And whatever they stole. You know?
And that's what it is.
Yeah. The one thing is that the Bible says, you know, your enemy shall be your footstool. Okay, there's another word in the Bible that says that our enemy will be food for us. So whatever he steals and gets and all the things that he makes, all the money that he makes, he's best preparing it. He's just having it so we can, so it can be given to us, to the righteous, you know,
right.
And so on. Very interesting.
The walk with the wicked. It's saved up for the righteous.
Okay, yes, it's preparing for the righteous, prepared for the righteous, you know, and so on. So there's there is so much that we have to refer to as far as the colloquial sayings, you know, and then the Bible and, you know, other books and things that we figure that, well, I never heard it that way before, but sometimes you look in the Bible, it's what was there.
Amen.
You know, it's there, you know, and so on. So so the second thing you said, Dr. Robinson, while you were introducing yourself, you were absolutely very right. You said it wasn't because I was good looking.
come on now. I was trying to make you feel bad.
All righty.
All you ugly niggas out there, I don't want y'all to feel bad. Come on now, y'all.
Make it all right.
Come on
now.
Listen, Ronald, let me start throwing them pictures out there. We ain't out the club now. Don't let me...
You making all that
and
money
and
messing
up my
credit.
And all the women on my arm, and I saw you standing back. Hey, Ron, when I left the club,
yes.
All the women on my arm, I saw you standing back in the blood cab. I don't know what's going on.
Lord have mercy.
That's my friend. That's my friend. That's my friend. Oh, boy. Listen, you know, things are going to be all right.
Amen.
And I know that. You know, I know that for the fact. And for some people, most people may not just be a lot of money. It may be just the fact of, you know, the Federation buying all this land or somebody buying all this land, and you got a job. It's farming. You know, you got a job doing something because when you have land, you can create anything.
Amen.
Don't throw it. You can cut the grass, but don't throw it away. It's useful. You can turn the soil and see all these worms, but if the worms ain't there, the soil ain't no good.
Amen.
Yeah. So there are a lot of things that we can do within ourselves, and I'm preaching to myself at this age of just a minute above 70, and so on, because you can get disheartened. You know, at times, as things go along, you've been this way, you've been one way all your life, and all of a sudden, you're in another position, you know? And I believe that's purposeful, you know, because we don't stop learning. God never stops educating us.
No.
You know, and so on. And circumstances, situations, as you look at them, that never stops. You never stop educating yourself. You know, like I said, you know, why did you explain it to me like that before? You know, so we keep moving, keep loving, you know, and praise God, thank God for everything. Getting up in the morning, going to the bathroom.
Amen.
By yourself. You know, nobody has to walk you to it.
Amen.
And if you got somebody got to walk you through and to help you out. Thank God for that person. You know, and so on. Because God sent it, you know, and we all right. We all right.
Amen. God bless all, I tell you. This is so wonderful. We have had a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, amen. Carol, give the people some encouragement, some words of encouragement that you feel you would like to say.
Well, I'm going to go back to this black man who ran for government. He has a statue in front of the Harlem State Building.
Adam Clayton Powell.
He said, black is beautiful, baby. Just like white men, you feel proud to be white. We feel proud to be black. Black is beautiful, baby. Everything we touch, everything we breathe on, we create everything you got. Black is so beautiful. I'm proud to be black. I am so strong and wonderful. Oh, and he said it was so jazzy. During the days that James Brown said, black and proud, say it loud, you know. Don't be ashamed of who you are and what you do. I'm going to fight until I'm over with because this is what I do and I love what I do. And my father used to say, and my mother would say, something's wrong with you. You keep wanting to help these people. Well, these are my people. And no matter what you mix with, if it's black, that's what it is. And we have to know that we love someone that is so powerful and so strong and loves us so much that he came in the flesh and became his only son and died on the cross. So it's not just your sins, but your kids' sins. And your kids, when they have kids, and the kids, and when the earth disappear, and we float up into heaven because we love him so much, we'll be able to joke about all of this, and we don't have to worry about anything to eat. The lamb will lay down with the lion. And I know that you might be tired of that 16-year-old who comes in and act like he pay rent. But it's all going to be all good. And I know that you think that you're not worth anything because you're in a wheelchair or you're in a shelter, but it makes you stronger. And don't think that we haven't slept out on a bench every now and then or been put out. This is an ongoing thing. But when you keep your strength and your faith, and you keep your Bible in one hand and your sword in the other, God will create so many wonderful things. You'll be testifying from this day forward. I know this is not something that don't happen overnight like they show you on TV. It takes time. It's not when you want something. It's when you pray and he works with you to get it. I've seen so many things, and I could testify that I've been tested for cancer for 3 months, and it came out negative. He works in your life. He works in your life. You know, went through 25 years of prison. He works in your life. Raised up another child 15 years later. And believe me, yes, they think when you got a child that you weak and you something's wrong and they like to feel like they could dominate. But listen, God runs this house. And when he runs it, he will find someone for you to put in your life. Believe that. It's not on a cell phone. Jesus is in your heart. He's in the Bible. Every now and then the pastor might say something that you could identify with. It might be that old lady or that little 3-year-old or that 10-year-old that you keep saying, she keep popping that gum. Messages come through everything that exists on this planet. Believe. I'm a believe with you. And use one of my titties if you're bulletproof. Keep the bullets out. Keep it bouncing. That's what mothers do. If you're hungry and you need us, we're right here for you. So back to you, Ron, and Ron, and my brothers who are listening, sisters. I miss my queen, Sini. How y'all doing? And God bless you all, and I'll speak to you soon. You got it, Ron.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Yeah, Ron, you got it, Ron.
Don't give it to me because God
y'all
love it. I'm
we're going to get some words from you, Ron.
Listen, just, you know, as one of my best groups called Keep Your Head to the Sky.
Amen. I remember that.
Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Amen.
Keep your head
to the sky.
You know, and this is, the word is everywhere, you know, it's everywhere. But I just wish that everybody be blessed. You know, and you may think that all blessings are good, but all blessings are not what you expect. You know, and so on. And be prayerful, and be patient, and be loving.
Yes. Amen.
Like the good book said, you are what you say you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a queen, say I'm a queen. You want to be a king, say I'm a king. And you want to be a prince, say I'm a prince. You want to be a princess, say I'm a princess. And then when we go out and find you, that prince.
And walk in it.
If you're a princess. And if you're a prince, find a princess. And if you're a king, find a queen. If you're a queen, find a king. They're out there. They're out there. You know, they're out there.
Walk in it.
Amen, amen. We need a lot of good, strong families in the black community. We need more strong men and women, children, strong samples. Be the example. Put a love that you're looking for. Be that example to somebody. You know, be that father that child don't have in the street. Be that mother that child don't have. Be a good example. One thing you can be, people, you can be the best you. Nobody can take that away. Nobody can give it to you. Mama can't give it to you. Daddy can't give it to you. But you can be the best you. That's on you. Doesn't matter where you come from, how you got there, when you go. But what matters is where you're going and the quality of a person that you are. And learn to look in the mirror and love that person. Love that person that you see in the mirror, because you can't love nobody if you don't know how to love yourself. Love is an internal factor that we externalize. We internalize it, but we externalize it, but we have to first understand it. So learn to understand how to love yourself so you can love others, and you can be a shining light. I mean, we sing that song when we were kids in the church, "This is a light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." So let your light so shine. The Bible says that they shall know you by the fruits of your labor. Not what you say, not what you look like, but what you do. The biggest thing you can do for a person, action speaks louder than words. People will recognize you for who you are once they see how you stand when there's time that you need to stand and what you stand for. And stand for something so you don't have to fall for anything. You know, we have to find our position in life, and we have to stay there. Sometimes everybody ain't going to understand it. The Bible says God said that when he puts you to a mission, don't think your wife is going to understand, your children are going to understand. Everybody ain't going to understand it. Everybody ain't going to come with you. Sometimes you got to, the Bible says, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Sometimes you got to be your own rooting section. Sometimes you got to stand up and clap for yourself. Sometimes it feels lonely at the top, but somebody got to go there so others can grab a hand and get pulled up.
Amen.
So, you know, just be the best you that you can be, because you can be the best you if you decide that's what you want to do. And there's so many examples of people who pull themselves up from nothing, nada. You know, Dr. King said the most the most evil thing that America did is tell men and women to pull themselves up by their bootstraps when they ain't got no boots. That's evil. To tell them to do that because you know they ain't got it like that. They can't do it. But I dare say, people, if you don't got no boots, make some and then pull them up because you can do it. Like Sister Carol said, with God and faith and the power of the mind, you can do anything you want. I'm a living testimony.
Amen.
Anything you want. There's no limits. And young people today are so intelligent, so smart. They have more access to more things than I had. And young people, remember, it's your greatness. That's why they hate you. They don't hate you for weakness. They don't hate you for being dumb or uneducated or being homeless or being stupid. They hate you for your greatness. And that's how you make them get angrier, by being the great person that you are. And keep stepping up, keep moving up. And so many young people, you know, we get on young people sometimes very hard, but there's so many young people doing good things. They're doing powerful things. They're doing wonderful things. They got a good heart and a good mind, and they're loving and kind, and they want to help. And we have to keep praising those young people that are standing for something and doing the best that they can do. And so, people, we have to end now, and we're gonna play for you the man himself, Brother Beloved, Donnie McClurklin. He said, after you done everything you can do, then you just stand. When you can't do nothing else, you just stand. Don't fall. He said, just keep on standing. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed. God bless.
Amen.
Bondage. can. You just can.